Last Sunday, those of you that were in the second service, remember that I talked about the church shooting in Texas. Remember that? Some of you were here. And I reminded us how quickly life can come to an end. And I reminded us that at some point in our lives, we need to decide what we're going to do with Jesus. You say, yeah, but Jim, I believe in God. That's a wonderful start, friends. But at some point in our lives, you see, the invitation has been sent out by Jesus himself to come follow me, Jesus said. And at some point in our lives, we must decide, what am I going to do with Jesus? Am I going to follow Jesus? Because I can say I'm a Christian all day long, but if I haven't decided to follow Jesus, I can say it all day long. I remind us of this again today because last Sunday in our first service, my dear brother, your friend and brother, sat right over here, 4 or 5 rows back from the front, and went home. He's younger than I am, by the way. Went home and had a massive heart attack and never recovered. We will do his funeral Tuesday. And so I remind us of that because, friends, you don't have no guarantees of tomorrow. I don't. You don't. Humanity doesn't. And we can say all day long, I'm a Christian. I was raised in a Christian home, or my parents were Christians, or I go to church once in a while, or whatever the rationale, we can use that all day long. But if we haven't surrendered our hearts and lives to Christ, and Jesus used the words born again, Paul used the words saved, if we haven't arrived at that point through God's grace and our faith, we are not ready to die if it were today. And so I simply challenge us, friends, you need to be ready. You need to be sure you are ready. Eternity can come at a moment. On Monday, I was in the St. Cloud Hospital visiting 3 people. 2 of them were in the same condition. Matt was there in a hospital room, as was Doug Rock right beside him. I prayed with both those families, and I spoke with both families. And there was another young man that was in an automobile accident, all busted up. In another floor, and I was reminded by these four instances that life can change in a moment. And if we haven't prepared for eternity through faith in Jesus Christ, friends, nothing else matters. Doesn't matter about my title or yours. Doesn't matter how much money we've made or haven't made. Doesn't matter how important we are or how less than important that we are. If we haven't prepared for eternity, nothing else really matters. We sit here and worshiped last Sunday. We had a wonderful time. And at noon on the same day, this physical life was all over for our brother. And it can be over for us that quickly. And so I implore you again to ask yourselves, what have I done with Jesus? You say, yeah, but Jim, I said a prayer once upon a time. Praise be to God. If that prayer was in humbled, surrendered repentance and faith in Christ, that begins your journey. Your spiritual journey of rebirth. But I stand before you today, friends, not harping, but pleading. You need to get ready for eternity. Jesus is the only way to heaven. He's the one that said that. You have no guarantees of tomorrow. Eternity can come today. And so I simply ask you, in humility, please ask yourselves, is my name really written in the Lamb's Book of Life? because I have repented of my sin, believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and received Him by faith, and have, in that decision, decided, in essence, to follow Him. I hope that you have, because eternity can come in a heartbeat. Now, sometimes, especially when we have suffered as much loss as we have around here this summer, this year, we've had all kinds of our family and friends die. I told you last week, I think it was last week, how many funerals we've done in the last 12 months. We've lost a lot of folks. You've been through difficulties of your own. Cancers, heart attacks, accidents, loss of jobs. And I understand, because I've lost a lot of good friends myself, I understand sometimes when we have been around so much loss, and if it wasn't enough around here, we've got hurricanes and we've got fires and we've got tragedies in little town in Texas, and we got tragedies in Las Vegas. And so if we didn't have enough tragedy here, there's tragedy galore all around us. And I understand completely, because I have lived through some of this tragedy with you, it is not always easy to give thanks when all you've been around is difficulty. Amen? It's not always easy to give thanks when you've had to bury one more friend, or you've been told you got cancer, or 100 other what-ifs. But I submit to us today, friends, if we can bring ourselves to give thanks, find something for which to be thankful for, it will do your heart good. I am going to read to us one verse from Hebrews 12, verse 28, and then I'm going to share just a little bit more. I have a sermon prepared, but what I've done for many years on this Sunday before Thanksgiving is give the mic to you. And so I am going to, what do you mean by that? Well, I'm going to see if you raise your hand, we're going to hand the mic to you, and you can tell us what you're thankful for today. And so, if nobody says anything, you have to listen to me preach. If you say a lot, you don't have to listen to me hardly at all. And so, I am going to share one verse, then I am going to, we're going to go by sections, so I don't have to run to here, to run to there, to run to there, run to there. I'm going to go by sections, and I'll start over here. And we want to hear from you. It's just good for us to give thanks. In spite of, I'm not minimizing anybody's pain. I know there's pain. I get that. But it does us good to give thanks. For we have something to be thankful for. Do we not, brothers and sisters? In spite of our difficulties around us, and the difficulties that we've seen in our own congregation, in our communities, we have something for which to be thankful. When I got to thinking about Matt this week, I drove out to Linda's. Sherry and I were with Linda at the hospital over here on Sunday. We were with him in the St. Cloud Hospital on Monday. I was with Sherry, and I went to see her on Tuesday or Wednesday. I was out there again the next day, and I was driving out there to taking my notebook with to take notes and get ready for another funeral. I've done that a bunch this year. And I was driving in her driveway, and I said, Lord, this can't be right. I'm driving into my brother, who's younger than I am, he was in church 3 days ago. I'm driving into my brother's yard, my sister's yard, to prepare for his funeral. This can't be right. This can't be happening. But even in all of that, I found, but I am thankful, Father, for Matt Baby. Those of you that are here last February 19th, you heard his testimony. Some of you were here, were you not? A testimony from drugs and hardship and all kinds of ugliness He stood before us and wept of the difficult decisions and choices he'd been making for a long time in Southern California where he grew up. And then he shared with us at the end of that testimony, I know this because I listened to it again just 2 days ago. He shared with us at the end of that testimony, he said, "But I have given my life to Jesus. And now I have joy." And he said, real joy. Not joy from a joint or the next fix, but joy in Jesus. And so, knowing that, I said, "Father, thank you, I got to know Matt Beebe. Does my heart hurt? Yes. Have we lost another dear brother? Yes. But we've lost a lot of them lately in our community and in our families. And I suggest to us, it is good for us to find something to be thankful to God for." And so I was reminiscing this week and saying, "Thank you, Father, for having known these my friends. They're gone now. But thank you for having known these my friends." And so I want to read one verse to us, and then I'm going to grab the handy-dandy cordless mic and hand it to you, and you tell us what you're thankful for, and we'll do that for a little while. When you're done, I'll pick it up, or if you take the whole time, that's good too. Hebrews 12:28, New International Version, says this. He's speaking to the church. It goes back to that statement I said earlier, friends. At some point, you have to decide, am I going to follow Jesus? This is not about religion. This is not about denominations. I've told you this 100 times. The denominational name out there on that sign saves nobody. Jesus saves. You have to decide, what am I going to do with Jesus? And when we do, we are part of the church. The author here could be Paul, we're not sure. But the author of Hebrews is saying this to the church. Therefore, 12:28, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Are you thankful for that, brothers and sisters? When you come to Christ, we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Are you thankful for that? I am so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for God's grace and His mercy and willingness to forgive a wretch like me. And the writer says here, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. And so you see, friends, when we put our faith and trust in Christ, yes, there are days that hurt. You've been through them and so have I. But when we know that we know Christ as Lord, we have surrendered to Him, we have turned everything over to Him, we have, as the writer says, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And when we do, there is something to be thankful for, no matter what else the circumstances. Somebody said in the earlier service, in tears, most of you know our journey with our granddaughter, and somebody said in the first service, in tears, "I am so thankful she's little Catherine is still with us." Amen. So am I. There are heavy days in life, brothers and sisters. You know that. But we need to give thanks to God for what we have, not for what we don't have. And so, I got the mic on. You raise your hand. And I'm going to give the phone to you. Or not the phone. I could do that too.
I'm thankful that my mom passed away in September. And before she died, I asked her, "If the surgery does not go well, Mom, are you ready for heaven?" And after praying for years and years, she assured me that she was going to heaven. And so I told her, that is all I need to hear. And I'm thankful to know my mom is in heaven. So, and I'm thankful that Catherine's still with us. And I'm thankful to see my friends here.
Amen.
I'm thankful for life.
Amen.
I was on the threshold of heaven, I believe. I didn't know it. And I really didn't care because I was ready. But God spared me, and here I am today.
Amen. Amen. Herbie was on the threshold of life. I'll work my way right back here. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm thankful for Herb's mom that she's up there in age now, and the blessings that she's giving us by letting us take care of her are something that nobody can even think of, you know. I just love her dearly.
The blessing to take care of a lady that is 100. Amen. Hands, I'm coming.
I am thankful for the protection of the Lord. A couple of our grandkids had a few things happen, and we could see the protection of the Lord there. So that, I'm truly blessed. We are truly blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Susie. Others over here in this section while I'm here. I'm going to be right to the middle just about next. I'm like an auctioneer. I'm looking for your bids. But if you don't bid, I'm moving on to the... I'm going to be to the center in just a minute, Lisa. Anybody over here yet?
I'm thankful for my Uncle Tim. He passed away in January. For people that did know him here, he came actually on the Christmas service here. He brought a light that I never could see anybody else. And everything he taught me is still, every day, is still a reflection of what he did. He gave all his glory back to God, even for all the problems he had. It makes our problems that me and my wife have small. And I thank God for him.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I'm not ignoring you folks in the center. I'm just working, doing what I said I was going to do.
I'm really thankful for the opportunity that God gives me every time to be forgiven and to get back on the path, that narrow path that he carries me on.
Amen.
Thankful for family and my mother being here today.
Amen. Nice to meet you, ma'am. Forgiveness is a good thing, amen?
Amen.
Thanks to the blood of Jesus. Anybody else in this group? Okay, I'll work my way through this group.
You know, there's so many things to be thankful for. I've been sitting here thinking, which one? When I was delivered 22 years ago of drug addiction and alcoholism, and I mean, I can go down the list, but what comes to my mind right now is I was blessed with a soulmate of 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
And like Linda Beebe, in an instant,
mm-hmm.
he was gone. And thank God I know he's in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
4 years later and 2 months, God blessed me with another soulmate.
Amen.
And I am so thankful even for the times that you don't see eye to eye. Never roll over without telling your spouse that you love them. It was that one night watching my husband die of cancer. It was the only night I can recall we never kissed.
Mm.
And when I woke up in the morning, he was gone. And so above my bed, I have always kiss your, I can't even remember what it is, but I think some of you know, always say goodnight and give them a kiss. So appreciate your spouse. Pray for them.
Thank you, Lisa. Lord bless you.
Well, like Lisa, there are a lot of things that I could say that I'm thankful for. But as I was sitting here, I was thinking, you know, Dave and I have been visiting here the last few weeks. And many years ago, in the old sanctuary, for 25 years, we raised our families and, mm-hmm. and worshiped and recognized that the power of the Holy Spirit was in that place. Mm-hmm. And the doors closed of this church, and we went somewhere else because we didn't know what to do. And I was thinking about the lighthouse in the corner lot of Motley. And you people take this for granted, but not everyone is in a church where people believe in praying, where people will stand with you when you're hurting. And I guess what I would have to say, I mean, you know, yeah, I could talk about health and I could talk about all those things. But to me this morning, what I was really wanting to say I'm thankful for is this church, these people, your pastor, this pastor, and family that have kept this beacon going in this small community and sharing Christ and the power of the Spirit. When you walk in that door, you can feel it, people. That's not in every church.
Amen.
And so thank you for keeping this ministry going and ministering to the people in this area all over. I mean, every one of you are so important to Motley, to Staples, to all of us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and praise be to God. Praise be to God.
I talked at the first service, and everything I say is by the grace of God. You know, I'm always, when I say something, I give thanks or whatever, I feel like I'm bragging. But it's by the grace of God. You know, 25 years ago or so, you guys wouldn't have wanted to know me. And I've been close to death 50 times, and I've been saved every time, and I'm thankful God has saved me all these times, even when I was a baby, to be able to do some of the work that I'm doing with the kids and with my family. And the big thing is I want to give thanks to my Savior for saving me. And thank you, Jesus, thank you. And my wife, my dear mother-in-law that we take care of, and she's a blessing to us. We have our challenges sometimes. My wife does most of the work, but I give thanks that we can do it. And my pastor, I've been blessed here so many times with what he said and the sermons he's given. I can't wait to get to church. So I thank you for that. And my kids, they're not saved, but I'm working on them. They're coming around. My nephews, maybe many of you don't know, but little Catherine's my great niece. And I thank God all the time for her still being with us.
So do I.
I see her quite often. In fact, I see my nephews way more than I see my kids. I love them all dearly. And I'm going to quit talking here. One more thing. Every morning we live on a private lake. Not that I'm rich. I inherited this land from my dad, and my house is all glass. Took me 25 years to build it. I'm still building. But I sit out there, and I thank God. Every morning, I can look at this little lake and see the ducks and the deer and the turkeys, and we hunt and fish, and it's wonderful. And I thank God, I thank Jesus every morning that I live in such a free country and such a beautiful place. And just thank Jesus. And Matt was my good friend. We worked together in kids' club. I miss him dearly. I shook his hand in church that day. He was, you don't know, friends. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, do it now, because maybe tomorrow you won't be here. Amen. So.
Thank you, Frank.
Hi, I'm Sherry Belling. I'm very thankful that I'm recuperating from Lyme disease. You don't really get it until you get it. And it's got a lot of symptoms. I was bitten by a deer tick that you can hardly see. And I'm very thankful that I'm recuperating.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hi, I'm Connie Denny, and I want to thank Jim Toma for coming to get me every Sunday when he can so I can come to church and listen to Jim preach and say hi to all my good friends in here. And thank God that I'm alive, because I've been through a lot in the last 32 years. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that everything comes out okay with my brother Chucky, because he just fell again on Wednesday. And so I'd appreciate it if everybody would pray for him. And thank God for everything. And that's it.
Thank you, Connie.
I am thankful for my friend Robin. Mm-hmm. She led me back to church. Mm-hmm. And I've been gone for so long. She has taken time out of her busy life to teach me the Word of God, to do private Bible studies with me. She is a true blessing.
Amen.
And the Motley Free Methodist Church has changed my views.
Praise be to God. We're glad you're here. Anybody else in the center? Otherwise, I'm going to our other section. We want to continue to hear from you and give God glory and praise. Hands up over here. I see a little bitty guy. I'm going to hear from him.
I'm thankful for my mom and my uncles and my aunts and my cousins and my grandma and grandpa. I'm all done.
Thank you, buddy.
I probably say this every year, but I am thankful for my children. I have five teenagers. And in a world we're living in now, for them to know the Lord and to love the Lord as much as they do and to be a light to other kids who don't is such a blessing. And I'm thankful for the youth group here, mm-hmm. because it's not only my five teenagers, but all those teenagers in that group who are such a light and such a help to other kids who are struggling with questions, not having answers at home or wherever. Mm-hmm. It's just such a blessing, and for me in my own home to have my kids know where they're going. If something were to happen to them, to just have that knowledge that they will be in heaven someday is
Amen.
Such a blessing.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm thankful for my mom for adopting me.
Amen.
This might sound a little weird since I'm 19, but I'm thankful for the elders that we have in our community and in our church. Because without one specific elder, Merv Dixon, I wouldn't know the skills I know today.
Mm-hmm.
I work on his farm once in a while, but he teaches me skills that I can use in everyday life. So I'm just thankful for elders.
Amen. Thank you, Nick.
I am very, very thankful for John and Angenini, my mom and dad, because I don't know where I would be right now without them.
Thank you.
I'm thankful for my family.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, when these kids say that, 1, 2, 3, and Angie's one daughter isn't here, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids are all adopted kids. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for taking care of them.
I'm thankful for being here, and I'm thankful for all the support and that Arlene gives me. I don't know what I'd do without it.
Amen.
6 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with a second type of cancer, different from the first one of 4 years ago. And I'd had full in remission from the first one, and I was told last week that the second one, which is facial cancer, which is a little not as severe as the first one was, is that they feel that they got it all. And having faith in Christ, gave me the strength to deal with mm-hmm. these kind of, they're severe. I mean, you don't know if you're going to live or die. And but I'm happy that I have Christ in my heart.
Amen. You see, friends, we have a hope. Amen? Amen. We have a hope when we know Christ. We have a hope that goes beyond the cancers and the death and the difficulties of today. We have a hope in Jesus.
So I just want to say, you know, we've got Donna Mary's extended family out here. We had the opportunity to see Sam get married this weekend, and we're obviously thankful for that. But I just want to say, that, you know, as they were going through the groom's supper and talking about Sam, you know, I got thinking about how Donna and Mary have raised such a great group of kids, and I'm really proud to be married to my wife and thankful for her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Amen. Thank you. Praise be to God. Will you pass this over, please, for me?
I am thankful for our donor family. Mm-hmm. January 10th, 9 years ago, we were given a heart, a very selfless act by a family that lost a child.
Mm-hmm.
He was 13 at the time. In getting that heart on Tuesday, we will celebrate 37 years of marriage, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm truly thankful for my brother's life being spared so far.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Isn't done cooking him yet.
Amen. Thank you. Praise be to God.
I'm very thankful for Christian parents. My dad always says, the only thing you can take to heaven is your kids, and so I'm very thankful for that.
Amen. You see, friends, like I said before, I'm not minimizing anybody's hurt because you and we have been through a fair amount of it. But when we give thanks to God because we can find something to be thankful for, it's good for us.
Yeah, Kurt, I'd like also to give thanks to our precious Father for pulling through for me. I had three different severe health issues, and by the grace of God, he's pulled me through, and I sure appreciate the fellowship and all of you that have supported me, and God led me to this church, and our pastor Jim here, who's been a blessing for me.
Amen. God is good. I think it was in the first service, and those of you that were here can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was in the first service said something about me, about being the shepherd. And that's true. I am a shepherd. I have that privilege. But Jesus is the head. Amen? Let's pray. Gracious God, we love you. We thank you for who you are. You are our Father. You are Abba. You are God. You are I am. You are provider. You are giver of life. You are grantor of forgiveness. You are eternal. You are almighty. We praise you and thank you for who you are. We praise you for your grace, the grace that loved humanity so much, your creation so much, that you sent Jesus. We thank you for that. We thank you, Jesus, Savior, Master, Messiah, and Lord. We thank you for your death on the cross. We thank you for the blood, the only blood that can atone for our sin. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Spirit who is with us, who guides us, who calls us unto you, a relationship with you, our Father, and then guides us, comforts us, counsels, and leads us in the paths of righteousness. We thank you, Father, for your Word. We can study it. We can learn from it. We can grow from it. We can hear from you. I thank you for the church. I thank you for these here that love you and serve you and pray and give of themselves and their time and their talents. I thank you, Father, for the church. As I prayed earlier, Father, revive us. Use us to bring you glory. From wherever we come today, we come from many states. We come from many places. Use us to bring you glory. Revive your church, O God, to bring you glory. And may we give you praise. Thank you for the celebrations of marriage we got to be part of just a couple days ago. Thank you for the celebrations of new babies and life. Thank you that in Wednesday night, several first graders give their hearts to Jesus. Thank you for so much more. Thank you for helping us through a week when we have to come together and do a funeral for another dear friend and brother. But you will be with us. You will help us. Thank you for guiding us, O God. Thank you for your great love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for these, my brothers and sisters. Help them to have a wonderful week. Help us to be thankful. In spite of pain and difficulty that life dishes out, we thank you. We love you, and help us to continue to be thankful. Go with each and every one. May we have a wonderful week of just being reminded of your goodness and give you thanks. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.